This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
With Zhivago Lang is brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts, Nay's Pancake Place, Prince Masters, RF Bank and Trust, and Royal Star Assurance.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Zhivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers to do so are 323-6232. That's 323-6232. Or 325-4316, 325-4316. You can call us on the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, 422-4796. So you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969, or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612. That's BTC Flow channel 612. Did you all know that local government elections are going to be held on January 23rd of this year? Quietly, campaigning is going on. I got me some flyers from some of the candidates. Not many candidates, but some. Says January 23rd, 25th. So in Family Islands, not Nassau, we campaigning. You know, sometimes they treat these local government elections as proxies for the big election, you know. Depending on, don't let nobody sleep. They're not supposed to be that there's not supposed to be central party involvement in local government election. But, you know, quietly in the background, people do what they got to do. Because they're waging some kind of proxy war. All righty. So, Prime Minister gave his national address last night. And, of course, the big headline arising out of that is that the Prime Minister has announced that come April 1st of this year, value-added tax on all food items will no longer be 10%, but will in fact be 5%. Now, that's actually a significant move. So to this extent, so let me help. So before the government, the Davis administration reduced value-added tax from 12% to 10%. Value-added tax on food items was 12%, except the bread basket items, the value-added tax was 0%. Right? So on the other items, as far as I'm aware, the other food items is 12%. Your chicken and your spaghetti and all that stuff, 12%. On your bread and your rice and your corned beef and your oil and stuff like that, 0%. Then the Davis administration reduced VAT from 12% to 10%, as had been promised. But then put VAT on bread basket items, right? And among other things. So now it isn't zeroing VAT on those same items anymore. So it doesn't go back to zero, but it halved that and then halved it on all the other stuff that were 10%. So there ought to be some relief for people in terms of food there, provided these merchants don't gobble up those savings by some other cost escalation. And that remains to be seen. So I'm going to do something. I am going to price check a number of commonly bought food items. I'm going to price check them prior to April 1. And then we'll see what happens after April 1. And we're going to monitor them for a while, because you could have a reduced reduction for 2 days or 3 days a week, and then all of a sudden, you know, back up. And so you're back at square one. That's always one of the challenges of its cost and what have you. Now, but we'll do some monitoring. Secondly, yesterday, what did I talk about? Yesterday, did I not talk about the fact that Dr. Dwayne Sands did something that I had been urging people in politics to do for some time, which is to zoom in on the things government can do? Remember, government cannot bring the cost of living down, right? But the government can bring down its cost contribution to the cost of living, right? And food is one component of cost of living. So housing and health and education, all these other things are still a part of the cost of living. But the government has brought down, is seeking to bring down the food component of it, because it can do that. Why? Because it is the one who's exacting that cost on the buyers. The government is. So the government said, okay, I'm going to reduce my cost. And that's what I said. That's what you do. You do the things you can do. And that's what Dr. Dwayne Sands asked to be done. And he must have some power, because they did something. Now, Dr. Sands, those are now asking it to be zeroed. And honestly, zeroed on all food items, that's impractical as a revenue measure. Now, we'll talk about the government's statement about revenue impact in a little bit. But let's point out that the government did what it could do. It's the same thing on the fuel. The government has a cost component in fuel, and the government could do something about that. The third thing is this. If you read the Prime Minister's speech, you listen to the Prime Minister's speech, the Prime Minister made some observations about the absence of competition contributing to the cost of things. He says, one of the biggest reasons for the high cost of living in the Bahamas is a lack of competition. Now, ladies and gentlemen who listen to Z Live, those of you who listen to Z Live, how long have you been hearing me say? How long have you been hearing me say that if we want to truly do something about cost in this country, we have to introduce greater competition? How many times? All through the WTO education process, when I was getting left side, left, right, and center on my head, I talked about this. Prime Minister says one of the biggest reasons for the high cost of living in the Bahamas is a lack of competition. When competition is weak, says the Prime Minister. Or if companies have a monopoly in certain market, business can charge whatever they like. When there's competition, customers have more choices. Wow. Wow. There was a time when Zeddy, provider of broadcasting services in the country, remember that? Had a monopoly. There was a time when BTC was the only provider of telecommunication services in the country. Remember that? Today, for the most part, BPL is the only provider of electricity in the country. Prime Minister talked about monopolies and weak competitions. What is weak competition? When you have these oligarchical scenarios existing in the country where a few companies dominate the market, and where there's almost, I wouldn't call it collusion. You don't know. Collusion has to be proven. But the prices ain't that much different amongst these companies, these businesses selling the same things. So competition is weak. What happens? You go to run down to that store, the thing costs $15. You go to the other store, it costs $14.99. And he says, when competition is weak, or if companies have a monopoly in a certain market, businesses can charge whatever they like. And that's what a lot of Bahamians confront in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. When there's competition, customers have more choices. Yes, in telecommunication services, in broadcasting services and media services. Yes, you have more choices in airline services, air transport services. He says they have more choices about where to shop and what to buy. Competitors can offer cheaper prices to entice customers, and businesses soon realize that the way to succeed is by becoming more competitive. Well, this is a very simplified economics 101 argument, but it, in its fundamentals, it tends to work that way. The truth of the matter is competition could drive some of these businesses out of businesses so that you can have the really competitive businesses stay, and that's better for the consumer. And the Prime Minister went on to say, in order to strengthen competition, we will shortly be engaging in a consultative period prior to introducing legislation to prohibit anti-competitive practices. By promoting competition, the legislation will seek to enhance consumer welfare and protection through lower prices, remove unfair trading practices, and secure better products and services and a wide range of choice at the best possible price. Years and years and years, I got licked upside my head talking about the WTO. And I even said, well, if you don't join the WTO, you can still do some of the same things the WTO promotes, amongst which is legislation that prevents anti-competitive practices. Huh? Anti-competition. I wish it was so easy to just kind of file through the shows and say, this is the show where that was said. These are the shows where that was said. I don't know that. But if you listen to this show faithfully, you know I'm speaking the truth. Preach this. I preach this stuff. Every time the government say, oh, we're going to try bring down the cost of living, I used to say, no, that's not the way. Got to have competition. You got to have legislation that prevent anti-competitive practices and so forth and so forth and so forth. 2025. The government says it's going to introduce an app that allows for price comparisons and so forth. So forth. A great idea. A private initiative. I and others even sought to do. It's very, very very labor intensive to put that input in, to be able to get those prices and input. That's very labor intensive to stay, to remain current so people could, but it could be a huge benefit, because one of the big challenges to even know whether there is competitive practices in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas is being able to put prices of companies on the side of each other so that you can compare and see, this is competitive, like I could go VL. But if you can't get the information, if the information can't be current, it would be difficult to really have it help. But the idea is a genuinely superb idea. information, ready information. You could imagine if you went on the internet right now, and you could see alongside each other all the mayonnaise, the bread, the tuna, the sardine, the corned beef, the onions, the sweet pepper, the celery, all those items. And then you see in that one column all the items. The next column, super value prices. Next column, Solomon's prices. Next, Crossrite prices. And this Express Mart price and that Express Mart. And you could see that and go, oh. And so you could actually grocery shop right online and say, oh, if I shopped at them, I would pay $89. If I shopped at them, I'd pay $110. If I shopped at them, I'd pay $168. That's a huge bonus to consumers. And trust me, businesses are interested in you not having that information. They want you to be able to be in the dark and think, yeah, but if I go around the corner, I probably only save 5 cents buying that. 2 cents buying this. Because the truth of the matter is, not knowing really is a hassle. Save, trying to budget, trying to stay within your own financial means. So the notion of doing it by the government is good, but I can tell you, I don't take it for light. It is a labor intensive exercise to do that and to be current doing that. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. When we come back, we got lots to talk about. We'll be back after this break. Take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good-for-nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police won't find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and we'll go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing.
Get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing, just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried it the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
We go into this. We go into this. Gonna get them pancakes, waffles, omelets, ribs, breakfast sandwich, love the taste. Try our French, don't stuff your face. Come to Nez Pancake Place. We go into Nez. Yes, we go into Nez. Woo! Gonna eat that chicken and fried fudge and rice. Juicy burgers taste so nice. Rock, comb, chicken wings. Come and try all we things.
Nez Pancake Place, located behind Sunshine Laundromat on Settlers Way. Call 351-5456 to place your order today.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. This text says, Mr. Lang, the reduction is not on all food items, as you stated. The reduction is on all food items sold in stores, with the exception of deli foods. And quite frankly, as I spoke, I think the context people would have seen was grocery items, right? Store-bought grocery items, Cap'n Crunch, a tuna, and what have you. I hardly believe that the government, people were thinking when the government said it was reducing VAT on grocery items, that they were thinking, oh, then I could go to the deli and get half off. No. But you're right. You're right. It's half off. Okay. That's what the government made the distinction and saying to people, it's not deli items. It's for grocery items. That's where the 5% applies now instead of the 10%. It says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. You think Brave trying to fool us on April Fool's Day? No. I think on April 1st, there will be that. Now, the question is how that materializes in terms of your cost. Well, you'll have to see, but I don't think he's trying to fool nobody. I do believe that election is coming and the pressure to do something that causes Bahamians to feel better about their circumstances are real. I really believe that. I mean, think about it. How often do you hear a opposition chairman urge the government to do something and the government go ahead and do something in that way? Even if the government intended to do something that way, the last thing the government wants to do is to have people believe that the opposition's urging and recommendation or suggestion is something that they took. But in this case, time is running, bro. People are feeling the pinch. Got to do something. And why not in January? Everybody didn't spend up whatever money they were going to spend up into Christmas. And things are tight. And in where it was expensive before, it's more expensive. Now the things are even tighter. Give some relief. Give some relief. So April comes, you get that relief. The government says that this will not affect its projections. That's weird, because if you made revenue forecasts based on a 10% VAT, unless the economy grows faster than you anticipated so that you earn more on your base from a lesser amount, or unless you're going to cut cost in some way, it should have an impact. But who knows? It may well be any number of those things that I just mentioned might be true. But the prime minister didn't say. He just simply said it won't affect it. Wow. This text is, Mr. Lang, I am not an economist, so I won't challenge you on the reduction making a significant difference. But I don't believe that consumers will notice that much of a difference in their grocery bills. I believe the price of food on the needs to reduce. I don't understand on the needs to reduce. Something isn't clear about that. Well, when I say a significant difference, if I am paying 10% on something now, right? So I pay $10 for something. The thing is $10 and the VAT is 10%. And that means I now pay $11. If you reduce the VAT to 5%, then that means I now pay $10.50, right? Dollars. So as a savings to me, in not paying that additional 5 percentage points, that's significant. Now, you know, when we think about significant, you might think, okay, if they save me $5, that's a lot, or $3, that's a lot. The fact of the matter is, if something is reduced from 10% to 5%, let's say it was a million dollars, right? You would have paid $100,000. And then if you have it reduced by five to 5%, you'd be paying $50,000 less. $50,000 is a great amount of money to save. Well, the reality is, proportionately speaking, on a smaller item, it's the same thing. It's the exact same thing in terms of percentage. That's why it's fetch, right? Now, if you don't think it's going to make, like, I'm not saying people are going to walk out the store, oh my God, I saved so much money, et cetera. Like I said before, how much you save depends on what these suppliers do in their own pricing, because they could eat all of that up by saying, oh, our cost went up on this, cost went up on the next thing. But you know, I mean, listen, man, it's a savings. It is a savings. And I said significant because now it's spread across all food items. So you're saying people's needs, it's spread across all food items. So the need and the green part of your spending is reduced in terms of that. You don't have to be an economist. That has nothing to do with anything. And the simple realities of discounts. How many of us go in stores, the discount is 5%, 10%, and so forth and so forth. And we're happy about that. I'm not going to minimize an effort that is done by the government because I'm cynical or because I'm skeptical or because I'm partisan or anything of that nature. I'm not doing that. The Prime Minister has provided a reduction in the cost of food to citizens of the Bahamas by virtue of the government cutting its cost. And he didn't reduce it by 1 percentage point. Or 2%, he produced it by 5%, he halved it. That's significant. Significant. That's why I said it's also curious to me how the government says that it won't affect their forecast. So the government to forego $30 million in revenue as VAT on food items reduced to 5 cents. $30 million. $30 million savings to you is a $90 million or so multiplier effect on the economy. Right? And $30 million loss to the government. Right? I'm going to say that won't affect its trajectory. Well, they must have signed $30 million somewhere else. That's not chump change. That's $30 million. You know, it costs the government for buying a car. A car ain't cost $30 million. Cost the government for buying an airplane. It may not cost $30 million. This text says, I believe it will not impact due to April 1 and new budget will be, I think, July 1. So that's just basically a 3 months. So he had 9 months of 10th ahead of projection. Well, on the last part, you're right. They could be ahead of projection, but I don't, your first argument don't sell at all. If the first argument doesn't sell, because he didn't say they would only do it from April 1 to the next budget year, because the only way it stops is if in the next budget year he raises it back to 10%. And he didn't say that they would do that. So why would you say that would only be there for 4 months? Budgets don't work like that. Tax breaks don't work like that. Tax breaks work until the government and the Minister of Finance removes it. And so you can't say it'll only be 4 months. It could be much longer than 4 months. But again, you are a skeptical society. You are a skeptical society. You don't believe these politicians. You don't believe they're trying to do nothing for you. It's text says, I meant the price of food on the whole needs to reduce. Oh, yeah. But the government can't reduce the price of food on the whole for you. It can't happen. That cannot happen. The government cannot do that. Why? The government is not the one buying the food you're buying. And the government, therefore, is not the one charging the price overseas that's being charged to the people who are buying for you. When Solomon's and Super Value and all these stores shop abroad for you, it's not the government deciding what the price of your Cap'n Crunch Rice Krispie rice, cheese, bologna, bacon, onions and them are going to be. That's not on them. Even the ones that they buy here in the Bahamas, the government isn't setting the price at which they're bought. So the government cannot. That's why, oh my goodness, I don't know how to say this more clearly. Please, let's understand. The government because the cost of living is contributed by too many factors and forces outside of the control of the government. And it is to the government's discredit that it kept saying and keeps saying that it's going to bring down the cost, or it's trying to bring down the cost of living for you. They need to just talk sense to you and say, listen, whatever cost I contribute, I am going to bring that down. Or if I can find a way to help Bahamian suppliers to lower their cost, I'll do that. But the government cannot. And you might well be right that the price of food as a whole may need to go down. But sister, trust me when I tell you. Trust Shivago Lang when he tells you. Don't trust me. Trust your own experience. What was the price of mints 30 years ago? What was the price of a soda 30 years ago? What was the price of rice 30 years ago? Evaporated milk 30 years ago. Milk 30 years ago. Eggs 30 years ago. Tell me when you have seen the price of anything over time in terms of food go down. Anybody, text me, call me, tell me. Tell me what item you know of that is lower in price today that you buy out of the food store than it was 4, 5, 3, 6, 10 years ago. Please, somebody text me, call me. Please. All we have to do is trust our own knowledge and experience, and we'll know. We don't need to fool ourselves. The only thing that happens is the cost of these things either go up slower or they go up. But go down? That's not going to happen. There are thousands and thousands of food items. I want you to just text me and tell me which one is lower in price now than it was even 2, 3 years ago. Anyone, just call me. Text me. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no.
For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Marsh the car?
I ain't marsh the car. The lady run into me marsh the car.
I hope she...
She hop out, pull out her phone, pull out the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang! She was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today, or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody,
everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand.
We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm,
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us. We have some callers on the line. Go ahead, callers. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I'm calling. I understand your, and I think you're correct when it comes to the things that the government cannot control cost on, particularly with food, because the supplies are so varied, right? But I think there are other things that governments can do. Their policies create cost increases. And I'm going to speak for one in terms of medication, all right? First of all, let me tell you, this is Dr. Smith. I'm the president of the Pharmacy Association.
All right? Yes, sir. Thank you for calling.
I'm going to give you some facts to be dealing with. This particular government, and in some cases, existing governments or previously existing governments have put in place policy, shovel to them from PAHO, to talk about using PAHO funding that moves around the local distributors and also deals with this issue of drug registration. And they will throw up all these red herrings about safety and all these different things. The fact of the matter is, we've had less than 100 documented issues with product safety and quality, not just in the country, in the region. Okay? So it's a red herring. What they do is they say that they're going to go through this body called CARFA, Caribbean Regional Public Health Agency, right? And CARFA said that they will do drug registration. CARFA refuses to even take submissions from Indian generic companies, even companies that are operating within the U.S. and Canada.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And by doing so, eliminate the one country that produces 83% of medications for the world. All of these U.S. companies, they're not manufacturing in the U.S. They manufacture their base product in
That's
in,
a fact. In That's a fact, yeah.
And bring it over and just package it.
Mm-hmm, okay?
So when you do that, you eliminate the lowest cost drugs. The same people
Maybe you think then... Maybe with the Prime Minister's speech where he talks about diversifying our sourcing, maybe they then decide to go get rid of a policy like that that is contributing to higher cost.
And not just that. This issue of going straight to manufacturers, understand this, okay? And I keep saying this. The PM's getting bad advice. The minister's getting bad advice. Because I can tell you as somebody, when my own job has done procurement and has been to procurement places and agencies all over the world, our population is too small from a manufacturer. Our 2 and 3 year utilization is one batch. Okay? That's why we go through distributors. And if you eliminate the local distributors, you're going to eliminate the absolute ability to, one, pay for things as you use them rather than buy them and then have to get rid of them. The beauty of what the government does is that they're able to have the manufacturers send it to the distributors, and they pay for what they guarantee, and that's it. Anything over, then they pay for. To your point,
it also ignores the reality that some manufacturers set up exclusive distribution arrangements with others, and so you could go to them all you want.
And with governments, not just our government, with CARICOM government's record of bad payment, a lot of companies won't deal with them. They deal with private entities because they know they're going to get paid. All right? And so you're dealing with the fact that for some of these drugs, our national number we need total might be 1,000 tablets. But when we need them, we have to have them. When the batch for that is 100,000 tablets, where are you going to go direct to get that from? All right? So these are policies, and we have to be careful, man. We have to stop listening sometimes these folks south of us, okay, who come and tell us we have all the answers. I've been to those countries. I've worked in those countries. I've consulted for those countries. And most of those places don't have a healthcare system nowhere near as good as us. All right? But they can tell us what's broken in ours. And then we're supposed to then say, hey, put a saddle on us and ride us. All right? The car for registration is going to increase the cost of medication in this country by at least 150% across the board.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because you're going to eliminate almost every reasonable, respectable, world-authorized drug distributor coming out of Asia. And that's where your drugs are coming from.
Yeah.
All right?
So we appreciate that's just an example. We appreciate it. Hello?
Private sector to reduce costs in certain areas. And the government costs. All right? So, yeah, for food, it might not be an issue. But for medications, which they should have never put that on. They should have never put that on. Particularly when you look at the fact that, 8 out of 10 drugs in this country is dispensed in a public center, which means you're charging yourself 80% of that. It costs you more to not collect that from your own entities than it is to collect the other 20%. All right?
I agree with you. Thank you very much. We appreciate you calling, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to go to news break. We'll be back after the news break. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. I think we have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hello.
Hi. Yes, ma'am.
Hello.
Yes, hi. I'm listening to you. Hi.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, wishing you happy. Yeah. Yes, wishing you happy and blessed and fruitful 2025.
Likewise. Now, thank you so much.
This is something that has been bothering me for a little, puzzling me for a little while. It concerns the central bank. You remember a couple of years ago, pennies were removed from the scene.
Yes, ma'am.
And but yet, when you go to the store for your groceries, if the item costs, let's say the items cost $3.27. The food stores, they're not rounding it off to the closest whatever. The consumer seems to be losing. I don't know that I'm expressing it correctly, but somehow I feel that the consumer loses out. For example, if I were to go to a fast food place and my food cost is $3.97. They're going to tell me, they don't. And as a result, I cannot get the appropriate change. Why was the our money changed? I'm not that our money was changed, but why did they remove the 1 cent piece?
Well, I believe the central bank's argument was that the cost of maintaining that 1 cent was counterproductive. And so for that reason, you have to go and press the penny. The bulky for moving up and down. People basically were a lot of people were tossing them anyway. People were hardly using them, So it was a cost issue for them. And I think what happens is, and I can't be sure about this, but I think what happens is if you go to a store and your item is $1.27, it gets rounded up to $1.30. If it's $1.24, it gets rounded down to $1.20. And that's a typical math manipulation, which is
That is what is supposed to happen. It is
rounded.
That's
what's supposed to happen.
But
it's
the thing is,
that,
in terms of their rounding the storekeeper rounding it off to the nearest whatever, the consumer loses. The
not always.
Because
if I was saying what is supposed to happen is if it's 123, you know, well, I mean, I thought what's supposed to happen is it gets rounded down, but I believe you're right. They probably always round it up to the nearest five. Hello?
Yes, the consumer, the storekeeper never loses.
That's probably right. You're probably right.
Can that be looked into? I mean, 2 cents may not seem to be a lot, but if you were to be getting, say, half a dozen of an item, that's like, what, six times whatever, it adds up. I don't know if I'm making sense. But
I understand what you're saying. I don't know that. I know I've been in circumstances where the rounding has been downward, not upward. It's happened to me. But I mean, I don't pay attention like that because most places I go, people aren't even using like these odd numbers anymore. So I don't know. But I'll look into it. I'll make some inquiries about it.
Mr. Lang.
Yes, ma'am.
Tongue in cheek.
Thank you.
Maybe you don't pay attention to it yet because you're not a pensioner.
Well, no, I'm about being a pensioner. I try to pay attention to the pennies because Benjamin Franklin said, if you pay attention to the pennies, the dollars will take care of themselves. So I don't want people to think I live like that. I look at every dime I spend.
Dollars will take care of it. Anyways, thank you very much for your time.
Yes, ma'am. All the best. You got to take care of your pennies. Pay attention to your pennies, and the dollars will take care of themselves. That's what Benjamin Franklin said. So you can't walk around like a big shot. I could tell you one thing. I have watched Bahamians walk past 5 cents, 10 cents on the floor all the time. And when I pick it up, they tell me leave it for the sweepers. I said, you have sweepers outside here on the ground in this buying parking lot? And they just walk past it because it ain't no money. That's just how they treat it. Ain't no money. 10 cents? 5 cents? That ain't no money. Right? Anyway. It says numbers 1 and 2 are rounded down, 3 and 4 are rounded up, 6, 7 is down, 8, 9 is up. So the store may not be practicing. She has to inform them of the central bank and government policy. This only occurs for cash transactions. Okay. This text says 22 cents goes down to 20 cents. That's what I thought. 23 cents goes up to 25 cents. That's what I thought. So I know it's happened to me. I'm just saying, you know, we have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. How you doing?
Hey, right here, man. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
So I heard both yourself and the Prime Minister said that competitive competition brings price down, right? So like I say, we have 100 barbers in the Bahamas. So how much more barbers do you need to bring the price down to a considerable amount?
Well, first of all, competition is not the mere existence of other parties, because you can have 100 entities acting together, and that's called collusion. You can have small groups of businesses acting together, forming an oligarchy. So, and you can have many players doing things that are represent anti-competitive practices. So just having numbers don't help you. Secondly, I know that there's a barbering association of a sort, and I think they kind of have some agreements about some pricing and that kind of stuff. So again, they may be acting like a cartel or collusion. There's nothing against the law in the Bahamas with that, because we don't have any laws against that. So it's not mere numbers. It's the people using their pricing to attract customers that represents competition. So you have to act like a competitor who wants to beat out the other person.
Okay, yeah. So that's the point I'm making right there, because based on what he said in terms of just having more people to bring competition and all that stuff, but if you're still not coming in agreement with each other and saying, okay, you know what? They're selling this for that, so I could try undercut him. So I could get most of the customers. If that's not happening, you can have all of the competitiveness and all of the persons in the business and still will not reduce the
because you're making the same mistake you're accusing him of. And what he said was competition. He didn't say lots of people. He said competition. So competition means, even if you have only two players, competition means you are using either pricing or service or some other factor to try to get customers. That's what he said drives the price down, and that is absolutely correct.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. Improves services, not numbers. It's competition. And so what many advanced economies have are laws that will, one, say, no, I'm not going to allow you to be a dominant player in this area. And so they may even break up a company like they do that in America. Or yeah. They might say, oh, I noticed that we've been checking this out and it seems like these prices can have been fixed at the same way all and move all the same way at the same time. And so you might be called in to explain that, et cetera. So you have laws that try to discourage companies from colluding and acting anti-competitively.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks a lot. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes, Mr. Lang, good afternoon. Great show. Enjoying the conversation.
Thank you.
Just wanted to lend, as a retail merchant, the caller, one of the two previous callers, she was querying about the rounding up and down of the penny, right? Let's say your bill is $3.21. Or $3.02, for argument's sake, that rounds down to $3.
Right.
If your bill is $3.03, it rounds up to $3.05.
That's what I understood, yeah.
Yeah. So just now, that's what we do on as retail merchants. That's what we do. I don't know if everybody's following the same, because there's some queries about a major retailer always rounding up as opposed to rounding down. And yeah. I think somebody had launched one or two complaints to some of the affairs department, but that's another story. I just thought to lend some clarity to that.
We appreciate it. That's our understanding too, and we appreciate your helping us with that. Thank you. This text says, Mr. Lang, my fear is always those who seek to circumvent these kits. Food merchants can simply increase the price of their goods, now cannibalizing the upcoming cuts, resulting in a net zero savings. That is true. That's what I said. You're very right. That is possible. A greedy, unethical merchant who has no reason to raise prices other than to keep prices the same, other than to not pass the savings on, can do that. Says, and did the PM miss when the chairman of the opposition also suggested to take the VAT off of medicine? Well, he clearly didn't listen to him then because he didn't remove VAT off of medicine. Says, and I think the government can indeed control the cost of food because they can produce food like that of the Golden Yolk program. No. See, just because you could produce something doesn't mean, and even if you reduce the price of something, doesn't mean in the long run you're doing the best thing, right? Because again, that could only, that might amount to really you as taxpayers subsidizing something, because the government can't produce everything. And then they ain't gonna produce everything. And there's a reason why the government ain't producing no eggs today. I'm sorry, it's not this. Listen, please, please get out your head that the way forward is government producing it. Go ask them. Anyway, let me stay out of the country business. No, the answer is no. It's not as simple as that. It's not. As Tech says, I went to Super Value Food Store this morning. The price on an item I bought has $10.72 on the label, which means that I should pay $10.70. Their system has $10.73 and rounding off to $10.75 for you to pay. So they are robbing you of 5 cents. 5 cents times 1,000 people is $50 they are making. Report this to the consumer protection if you see this going on. But you, yeah, you, if it happened to you, you should report it. But now, why is a price, the price $10.72 and in the system has $10.73? That's false ad, that's false advertising. That's that's like, if that's true, that's fraud. Because the price is supposed to reflect what you're supposed to pay plus the VAT, right? This text says, I remember my late boss, Mr. Kelly, always picked up pennies. His remark was, this adds up. No, absolutely. I do not. Unless a penny is really flat and dirty and kind of like a little more challenging to get, I'm going to pick up a penny, 5 cents, a dime. I'm going to pick it up. Right? Just like I'll pick up a dollar or $5, etc. Right? It is money. And I roll them things. So I roll them things, and from time to time, when I'm going to the store and my item might be like only a couple of dollars, I might have a $5 worth of quarter. I carry my rolls to the store. If you think I cheap and broke, that's your business. I'm cheap and I broke. Look on me and say, but I'm doing bad, eh? My God, look at the, you doing, I'm bad. I'm doing bad. I'm broke, busted. I'm doing bad. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. How you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm good, man. How you doing?
I'm okay, sir. Happy New Year to you, sir.
Same to you.
Mr. Lang, this whole the VAT thing and the Prime Minister is this notion where someone said just now that VAT wasn't on certain items, and I think that they're forgetting that. At some point, VAT never used to be on medicine. VAT never used to be on certain bread basket items and food. And so,
that VAT is on every item. There's no item that VAT isn't on, as far as I know. There might be some zero items, zero rated items.
Exactly. But I don't like when, you know, you make these statements, and I should make these statements being the Prime Minister. And give the assumption as if, like, this administration has done us a favor in reducing VAT off of food at this time, per se. Bear in mind, again, the case, the point that I want to make, and I don't want VAT to be the topic of discussion. For me personally, as a concerned citizen at this time, I feel like that's trying to finish the topic of discussion, nationally. However, VAT was not certain things. But what triggered
I'm not sure what's happening to you, my friend, but we are hardly able to make up what you're saying.
Hello, can you hear me better?
Yeah, your phone is bubbling a whole lot, and we can't make out what you're saying. Yeah. The reality is the in reducing VAT on food items, the Prime Minister has afforded Bahamians a savings on the price of things today to what it used to be, or well, in April, relative to what it is today. But what he has done on items where the VAT was zero was he simply reduced the cost that his administration placed on those items when it came to office. That's the reality. So he's really only reducing, if you want to call it a pain, that they introduced on those items. And then that's a fact, right? So, you know, the Prime Minister makes statements in this speech relative to the economy and why they are able to do what he is now doing and cutting back, that I rarely have some difference with. Right? I do. I mean, and so, for instance, the Prime Minister says, because of our remarkable economic recovery, and I believe, if he means our as in the Bahamas, right, and not as in the administration of the Davis administration, then I am in agreement with him. But he says, because of our remarkable economic recovery, it says, this economic recovery, by the way, began in earnest and began fantastically under the Minister administration. No question about it. Nobody can argue those numbers. No one. The Prime Minister cannot argue that the economic recovery to the tune of 14% annual growth began under the Minister administration. Cannot argue it. Cannot argue it honestly. Cannot argue it. And continued under the Davis administration, but continued at a slower pace. Every year from the Davis administration took office, the economy of Bahamas grew slower. Still recovering, but grew slower. It's a fact. Okay. So if he means the remarkable recovery in terms of the Bahamas' achievement since the pandemic, yes, he's absolutely right. He says our GDP has grown by 31.4%. 14% of that point was in the first year, which started under the Minister administration. 14% of it. 14, okay, percentage points of it. He says, and we reduced our deficit from 13.1% to 1.3%. The truth of the matter is, when the economy was turned down, businesses were turned down, the government's revenue got turned down. So the government's deficit sped up because the government was spending at or more than it was doing prior to the turning down of the economy. So of course the deficit widened. When the economy turned back up, the deficit went down naturally because the economy was fueling back up again. And so the government was able to take its same taxes and earned the level of taxation, the level of revenue it was earning before. This was not because of a unique policy introduced under the Davis administration. Just like other than turning down the economy in the pandemic, the Minister administration hadn't done anything unique to cause the deficit to explode. Nothing unique happened. There's no brilliant strategy of economic growth that happened. None of that. It was before the Davis administration came to office, before our election, the IMF, the IDB, Shivago Line, and others indicated that by 2024, the Bahamas would return to pre-pandemic levels. Now, how would you be able to say that without knowing who was going to be the government and without knowing what policies would be in place? Because it just made sense. Because if you didn't break the economy, but you merely shuttered it in order to try to protect yourself, well, when you unshuttered it, it'd be like letting the children out to go play. They'd resume play as usual. Nothing was broken. So take credit for it, of course. I mean, but you got to take credit for what happened when you were in, but you got to acknowledge what happened when other people were in too, right? So we reduced our deficit from 13.1% to 1.3% in 3 years. We knocked more than $1 billion off our deficit. $1 billion was knocked off the deficit because the economy of the Bahamas was turned back up. Ain't nobody do that. Not per se. These are things that we should be proud of. No, we shouldn't be. We shouldn't be proud of it. Let me tell you why we shouldn't be proud of it. We should acknowledge it as something that is better than the alternative. But here's why we shouldn't be proud of it. Because the truth of the matter is that returning to an economic circumstance that we were in prior to the pandemic was to return to a place that wasn't was not optimal for Bahamians even then. Under the Menace administration, the economy of the Bahamas prior to the pandemic, prior to Dorian, was performing to the extent that needed to be performed so Bahamians wouldn't feel the hurt that they are feeling today. Returning to that is not a glorious thing to be proud of. It is not, in my view. That's my view. It's not a glorious thing to be proud of. It's good to be recovering, but what do we return to? We're returning to growth that was pre-pandemic, that was already dissatisfactory to the level of growth we needed to improve the circumstances of Bahamians. And that's the truth about the Bahamian economy today. Right? And I tell you this, mind you, I understand the prime minister and those and doing their job. The oppositions will make things sound worse than it is. Governments will oftentimes make things sound better than it is. Okay? But what will help anybody navigate is the reality of things. That's what matters. Because it's the truth that sets you free. Right? Today, in the government, the prime minister says, from the start, our goal has been to shift more of the tax burden to those who can best afford it. Well, if that's a goal, you only get to achieve that goal by introducing a progressive taxation arrangement. And to this day, no administration in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, not Pinlin, not Ingram, not Christie, not Minister Davis, has done anything significant to shift the progressive structure of Bahamian taxation. None. VAT remains a regressive. And if you move VAT from 10% to 5%, you move it from 10% to 5% for the rich and 10% to 5% for the poor the same way. The exact same way. A rich man goes into the food store, making $300,000 a year, buys a can of cream, pays 10%, 5% on that. A poor man making $20,000 a year, buys a can of cream for the same amount, pays 5%. Nothing progressive about that. And that has been the way of the Bahamas forever and forever and forever, saving outside of real property taxes and some other little narrower set of taxes. But in terms of our main taxes, value-added tax and excise tax and customs duties, we've been as regressive as we were when we achieved independence in 1973. So shifting the tax burden to those who best can afford it has not been a thing meaningfully done in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Not been at all. So, for instance, let me give you an example. Let me show you an example. This is how we do it in the Bahamas, right? So the prime minister says, instead of adding major new taxes on me, we organize ourselves to collect much more of the VAT already owed by larger companies. That's tax reform? Okay. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Start the year making all the right money moves. Budgeting and saving? Yes. Investing? Check. But what if you could do more? With an RF brokerage account, you can get priority access to local investment opportunities right as they come to the market. Never miss a bond or new share offering again. Plus, you can house all your investments in one place and benefit from expert investment advice. Contact us at brokerage@rfgroup.com to start doing more today. Some conditions apply. RF, money at work.
The holidays are here, and Dunkin' is spreading the cheer this season. Let Dunkin' be a part of your celebrations. Warm up with your favorite holiday drinks. Grab a box of our famous donuts for your gatherings, or treat someone special to a Dunkin' gift certificate, the gift that always runs on joy. From our Dunkin' family to yours, we wish you a season filled with laughter, love, and a whole latte happiness. Happy holidays, and remember, the Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Hey, Uncle Pat, where you going?
I going by Mayor's Pancake Place.
You're not going for pancakes 7 o'clock in the evening?
Yeah, that is close 8, but I ain't only getting pancake. Junior want a mango barbecue burger. Nadia want a honey garlic wings and fries. Justin want chicken and waffles. And Grammy want that famous batch and rice.
Should I sell all that?
And more. In fact, Sunday gone, we had steam oxtail, crab and rice, and coleslaw with ice cream and snow cone for dessert.
I go on the nays with you.
Well, let's go then.
I'm coming now.
Nays, all day, lunch and dinner too. Located behind Sunshine Laundromat, next to the fire station on Settlers Way. Call 351-5456 to place your order today. That's Nays Pancake Place. Pancake Place.
I'm coming now.
A Bahamian on a mountain on a plate. He act like he never eat before, and he didn't eat no more. He had 5 pieces of chicken, macaroni and cheese.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. I understand we have some callers on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Pleasure. Good afternoon,
right online. Hey, what's up, man, Anton? I hear from you from last year.
I've been slow to start.
Okay, all right. Happy New Year, man.
Happy New Year 2025 to you. Appreciate. I hope you and the family had a wonderful Christmas. And God's blessings on 2025.
Appreciate that, man. Same to you.
You're welcome. Thank you. I appreciate it as well. And Happy New Year again, 2025 to the nation. A pleasant good afternoon. Did you have a chance, Lang, to tune in to the Office of the Prime Minister's press briefing today, which featured Minister of Economic Affairs, the Honorable Michael Alkaidis, Senator Michael Alkaidis, the Vice President of the Senate?
I did not.
Okay, all right. During that press conference, some very interesting questions were asked in relation to what you were talking about right now. I wanted to put up one or two points and hear your thought on it, and then I wanted to say something on what I heard from the Prime Minister last night as I was in attendance during his national address. Minister Alkaidis explained to the media that while the Progressive Liberal Party did take the position to increase or to add back on the breadbasket group of items, which is no more than about 30 items of the entire food store, they also acknowledged the Minister Alkaidis wanted the media to remember and remain cognizant that under the previous administration, while they removed back off of about 22 direct breadbasket items, and under 10 additional items otherwise in the food store, he explained that VAT was increased by 60% on the balance of items in the food store, as well as every other service and every other item in the country. And so
that is true. That is true.
And so when you weigh the cost when you take into consideration, and me and you had this conversation as well.
Yeah, I was just going to tell you, we did a show on this before. I did a show on this, and remember we even did some of the calculations.
Absolutely. Me and you had this exact conversation, and so I just wanted to highlight in the conversation relating to breadbasket items and what the Prime Minister and Minister of Finance pronounced last night in his national address. As a matter of fact, Lang, if I could just jump ahead instead of Angel ahead, I was very pleased to hear PM speak in the tone that he spoke in last night, which acknowledged that he is quite aware of the suffering and the hardship that is taking place in the country, right? That is what his pronouncement, that was the nuts and bolts of his pronouncement. To my mind, we have a prime minister who is fully aware of the cries that he's hearing in the country, and he's attempting to make a serious reduction in the cost of at least food items. And as we know, Shabago, health in our country is a serious challenge. One of the things that the former minister administration under the then minister, Dr. Sands, failed to do when they were seeking to expand the breadbasket item listing, Dr. Sands had the idea to do it. He spoke about the need to do it. And so I would acknowledge that much. But they never attempted to do it, and that is, they never added the healthy food choices, fruits and vegetables, et cetera, et cetera.
Why are you trying to provoke me? Why are you trying to provoke me to say things that you and I know we don't want to discuss? Because Dr. Sands could have wanted to do what he wanted to do, all he wanted. You know him and Dr. Ministers Warren. You know that. And you know many of the things he could not get done because of that war. Michael Pindad was in the same situation.
I'm not disagreeing with you that he wasn't able to get it done. That's why
you mean to provoke that. You know exactly were doing.
Like, yeah, that's why I acknowledge Shabago that he had the right idea, and he did speak to it honestly and truthfully. He spoke to the need to expand the breadbasket items to cover healthy foods, which would help to improve the providing the expanded opportunities for behemoths to be able to afford the food that we need to bring the nourishment to our body. Mr. Davis, Prime Minister Davis, did exactly that. That was one of the things, Shabago, that I was most impressed with. When I heard him make the pronouncement that VAT has been reduced by 50% on all items in the store, I was like, hold on now. Does he mean, is the Prime Minister really including strawberries and berries and all those other healthy food choices in the food store
Anton, I acknowledge, and you heard me say, I think it's certainly a step in the right direction, helping people to get a reduced amount. But to be honest with you,
right,
if the amount calculated would have been a loss to the government of $30 million and the government would still meet its target, to be honest with you, if I was the Prime Minister, I was going all the way, man. I was gonna take VAT off of all them food items.
$60 million
$60 million
Oh, look, Shabago, that's
we toss in $60 million wastefully every day in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas.
Right. I'm just saying.
I'm not criticizing what was done. I'm simply saying I would have gone all the way. Honestly, I would have. Because if the Prime Minister feels the pain the Bahamians feel to the degree that you say, honestly, I would. If I were the Minister of Finance, I was cutting that bugger the whole way.
Well, you know the funny thing about it, Shabago, and not so funny, the Prime Minister still has just under 2 years of governance and two budget cycles to go. And believe it or not, that possibly could still happen.
But the thing coming into effect in April, though.
If he continues to move in the way he spoke about last night, and based upon what Halkidas spoke to today, where Halkidas acknowledged that the debt to GDP is in the range of mid 70%, if we continue to move in the right direction, I believe that's possible. The last point I want to speak to, Shabago, was something you spoke about earlier, and I thought someone else may have called in to try to address it.
which is why I decided to call, because I really appreciate when you have these kinds of conversations where you give a breakdown, whether it's straight math, whether it's economics, whether it's government policy, in particular using your experience. I really appreciate those conversations. But Minister Alkidis also pronounced today that the government is introducing a new tax. I don't remember what the tax is called right now, right? It slips my mind. But it is around 10% that the tax is being introduced at, right? The percentage level. And so with that introduction of the new tax, it would mean then, Shabago, that the government isn't going to take a hit in its budget based upon what it is giving up to make food more affordable for the
human. Who they taxing, though? Let me know. You can't just come put it out there. Who they taxing, though?
That's why I asked you.
Let's find out. We can find out.
That's why I asked if you watch the press update.
But let me tell you something, Antoine. Honestly, in the world, you really don't celebrate the introduction of a tax. You really don't. Government needs to do from time to time. It ain't no celebration because it comes out of somebody's pocket.
not against behemoth companies. I agree with that. But against companies that are in our country and paying.
You mean the corporate? This is the corporate tax.
Yes.
They're supposed to earn about $130 million on that. Yeah.
Yeah. And as the PM was saying,
but that makes my point, though, Antoine. $130 million you might pick up. You're losing $30 million on this. If you go all the way, you lose $60 million. Bam, slam. You're still ahead.
I agree. That is why I said to you, Shivago, look, man, PM still has two more budget cycles to do some even more impressive pronouncements that will bring real relief to the behemoth people. But let me end with this, Shivago, because I agree with what you said. At the end of the day, the Prime Minister further, he made a pre-announcement to his national address where he stated that VAT in and of itself doesn't really cause for the high cost of living, as you started to speak to, which is fact. And he further pronounced that it is going to bring some relief, what he's doing. But the real cost is coming from the pressures surrounding inflation and cost increase outside of the parameters and control of the government. Thank you for the opportunity, Shivago. Continue the great work, my brother. God's blessings on 2025 to you and your entire family.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Mr. Lang, if Anton don't get caller of the year or quarter or a week or something from you, I mean...
I hear from Anton the whole year.
But again, in the same sentiments of Anton, it's always great when someone with your experience and rapport with us as a people are able to have these conversations that help us dissect these things beyond our emotional and help us to form a firm reality of what the circumstances are as it relates to these policies. I always tell people, leadership without people is management and not leadership. That's management. There's this. What triggered me to call to Mr. Lang, just as you dissect some of these things for us, and this triggered me right now because it's the layman's approach to what we're currently talking about. I don't understand finance to the degree that you would, sir. And so when you add on set, I get a better understanding of it as a citizen. Now, when you made the comment earlier in the show that said, and the government can't even sell egg or purchase egg or have egg or what's not, it made me wonder, do we need to have some real conversation about the different programs that our governments introduced then? Because I would really love to know, with the cost of what egg is today, where are we 2 years, I believe, later with the Golden Yolk program that was instituted, the resources that went into it? Can we at some point, Mr. Lang?
Ain't no Golden Yolk program going
man,
on.
Mr. Lang, the program is no egg? Golden Yolk. They had planned, they had the chicks in, everything was on the news, everybody saw it. Did the chicken die?
When last you went in a food store and bought some eggs produced by the government?
I have not bought any yet. We don't know if the chickens grew up and had eggs yet, Mr. Lang, but at least we would know, at least coming this Easter, the golden yolk eggs would be some eggs that we're getting 50% off on, possibly, that they ready for a new back, the new reduction in price, and we can save on eggs or something. I'm just saying, Mr. Lang.
When this avian flu epidemic die down, price of eggs can go down, man.
But I was just struck, like, when you said that we have no eggs, when we the people exhausted monies into the production of eggs, and it made me wonder, at a time when we're discussing food security and the cost of living, do we have cheaper eggs today by virtue of that investment we made in the Golden Milk Program?
You know how expensive egg is? Listen, I've been to the food store yesterday, and the food store ain't got no eggs.
Well, I think almost a year ago at some point, we had a situation where the price of egg was almost nine. It was like $9 and something.
$9 and some cents, yeah.
One night, I literally sat up on the computer trying to figure out if I could ship egg from Florida home, and then I went on YouTube and figure out how to pack them and all that.
Yes, you could do it.
Two dozen in Walmart was like $15 or $18, and a dozen here was nine something a dozen. So if I could get two dozen or five dozen for three times the cost, then I figured that's a savings for my family.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
My point, though, Mr. Lang, we shouldn't have to go that far when we made an investment into the Golden Yolk Program. Where are those eggs?
When I find out, I can let you know.
Let's have a discussion about it. I don't want it to be said that we approach this emotionally and politically or not. No, I want us to, the same way we're discussing the Prime Minister's speech and practical with the numbers and all of that and saying what's true and not true, and let's be real. Let's have a real, in-depth, comprehensive discussion on initiatives like the Golden Yolk Program.
You noticed that the Golden Yolk Minister left the Ministry of Agriculture and gone to Public Works, right?
Government ought to be continuous from Cylindon time, your time, and what's going on right now.
But I'm saying you realize that the Golden Yolk was announced by the minister not responsible for Public Works.
Hello?
Hey, I'm listening to you.
I didn't hear the last thing you said because I was saying he may have left, but our money didn't go nowhere. Where is our money?
The minister now responsible for public works was the Minister of Agriculture when he announced the Golden Yolk Program. Where was the Golden Yolk Program supposed to, was the Golden Yolk Program supposed to be in? Tell me.
Do not remember. If I'm not mistaken, I think it was here in Nassau, somewhere, Gladstone Road, possibly, or something, maybe.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken.
I don't know myself.
This is not for us to have this conversation haphazardly, but because we're talking about the cost of living and the cost of food and all these stuff around this time and bread basket items, when you made the comment that we don't have no eggs, I don't even think you were referring to the Golden Yolk Program, but it made who has invested my VAT money and my hard-earned money, all the money they saving from not having to pay the roads, all the money they saving from our light bill and that we paying and all that stuff, that's money that they put into the Golden Yolk Program.
The Golden Yolk Program was supposed to build 38 poultry homes in New Providence, 12 in the Family Islands.
Wow, that's plenty of egg.
It's supposed to produce 27 million eggs annually.
Let's start this conversation because I can now try and figure out like how much eggs we just go to annually to see what kind of savings we should have had and what's not and where we are with that program. So, like, it's time we start to become.
Well, I see a news story here says new feed mill will assist Golden Yolk Program, said the ministry. This was January 4th. Of last year, January 8th of last year, the Ministry of Agriculture recently announced a new feed mill for farmers, and it will go a long way in assisting in the ministry's Golden Yolk Program, according to BAIC's chairman, Leroy Major. This text says, Mr. Lang, I applaud the government for the adjustment. However, I think this is for the general public. I believe we will be going to general elections before year's end. As a voter and a consumer, I see this as a big win because this administration will have to do much more in their bid to win votes. Let the games begin. You are cynical now. Goodness gracious me. Yeah, that's so cynical. Yeah, so somebody just texted me this groundbreaking ceremony for golden yolk egg production. Is that the same? That's the same January 8th, 2024. That was just a bill. Somebody, let me see what this story says here. This story was dated February 28, 2023. And the ground, that was a groundbreaking. That was a groundbreaking for the golden yolk. Says Clay Sweeting was a big deal about this golden yolk program. What about the investment? Still waiting for expectation about our money. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, yeah, Mr. Lang. It's only me. Good afternoon.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Halkidis, you know, I've been asking about this golden yolk for the last year and a half. But Mr. Halkidis, he addressed it while on Dwight's show this morning. He said that there was some kind of feed mill or whatever it is, and so they're hoping that it would be operational this year.
So man, listen to me with the greatest respect, man. If you're in the egg or chicken business, you don't need your own feed mill in order to grow your eggs or your chicken, because if you're serious about it, you got to import the feed right from Florida. That's what everybody else does.
Yeah, but like, I don't know.
And then when you build your own feed mill, you build your own feed mill. Yeah. But if you are serious about producing eggs and chicken, you import your chicks, day old chicks, you import your layers, and then you go ahead and you buy your feed until you can get your own feed mill up.
Well, I don't know, Mr. Lang. I don't know what the ramifications were. I already tell you what was said by Mr. Halkidis. I don't know who's in charge. I don't know what. Somebody tell me that they got some chicks and they found the chicks there at the airport. I don't know if it's true. I don't know whatever it is.
Listen to me.
I know is we ain't got no eggs.
I imported thousands and thousands of day-old chicks from Florida. Over the couple of years I tried to run a chicken production, and I never lost 1% of my chicks. Thousands.
Yeah. This is like,
this ain't no rocket science.
But like, is like what I don't like about government. If you made, like I said, February the 20th is gonna make 2 years. I mean, come back and let the people know exactly what is going on. Okay? Don't leave people to speculate and conjure up things and whatnot. Somebody from the ministry should come and speak to the public. Okay, I know we said this, but due to this or whatever, this is where we are. Either we're going to abort the program or we're going to revive. But the expectation is still there that the public is in the public arena that, you know, this is going to happen. If it's not going to happen, let the people know so that then they can just write that off, you know. But I got you, brother.
I got you, bro. Let me read. We have a caller on the line still? Another caller?
I'm still here.
Oh, no, go ahead, caller.
I got you, bro. I'm
Mr. Yes, sir.
Mr. Lang.
Yes, sir. I'm listening to you, sir. You have to turn your radio down. You have to listen to me.
What I'm saying, all right, I live on Anandros, and they were selling they started selling the layers now from early part of last year. They were selling layers down here for early part of last year. Now, I don't know if they sell the layers from the Golden Yolk. Plus,
Almost
like the caller before me said, Alkito said, by the end of this year, the machine should be up and running. By the end of this year, they still have a new machine in by the end of this year to start doing the feed. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. Anyway, listen, We have a lot of texts from you. I like read them. We kind of catch them another time. You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. Ladies and gentlemen, so glad to talk to you again another time. You all do well. Bye bye.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
I ain't marched the car. The lady was out.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull out the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.